So I'm here to talk about recent developments in cybersecurity law and policy. There are going to be a number of presentations following mine on different aspects of cybersecurity. I promise not to try to overwhelm you with too many DC acronyms. I won't be offended if you go up and top off your favorite caffeinated beverage in between the sessions to try to make sure that you can keep up. But I think this is actually a pretty good story to tell coming out of Washington, and good news coming out of Washington is fairly rare these days. But what I wanted to land on was the Cybersecurity Act of 2015, where at the end of December of last year, Congress passed pretty seminal legislation in the area of cybersecurity, which was the result of a number of years of negotiations of a bunch of different parties. What I wanted to do was start by talking about how I see cybersecurity, and I know Gavin and I were actually talking a bit about this before. So I support our network security group. These are the guys and gals who are defending our network from all sorts of bad actors who are out there, from internet vulnerabilities like Heartbleed that was mentioned before. And so I see cybersecurity as protecting networks or protecting infrastructure. And I have a lot of colleagues at AT&T and a lot of folks here in the audience who work on other related issues like data breach or like insider threats. And many of these mesh together. But at least when I think about cybersecurity, I start about it with sort of a network defense perspective because that's what I work on mostly. And that's where, especially in the policy and legislative field, I've been involved. So that's what we're going to sort of cruise through today. And information sharing is the buzzword that I'm sure you've all heard. We'll focus on information sharing, but in getting to why information sharing may be important, but not a silver bullet to what's going on,